I think we're officially a back to college podcast.
I am constantly hungover.
Weekday beers are basically automatic now, bro.
I'm gonna send it over to my homeboy, Pitbull.
If you're not getting hated on, you ain't doing shit right. You need people talking about you. You need people saying, I don't like that person. Because in turn, they really want to be you.
I'm Nathan Baylor.
I'm Caleb Plouston. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Minimal Filter.
Thank you to Pitbull for being featured on our brand new intro. Took the time out of his day to hop on with the boys. That brings us to episode 36 of the fastest rising podcast in North America, Minimal Filters. On today's show, we have international influencer Lexi Winters once again. We get to talk about influencer parties, Lil Jon, motorboating, and for some reason, butt stuff. After a long and phenomenal interview, Kale and I will do the nails of people we would least like to have a beer with. And as always, we sanitize our entire show off with our shower thoughts of the day. Kale.
Yeah.
You have no idea what happened in the interview, do you?
No, and I was just going to say, no spoilers, but how was it?
It was good. Lexi was phenomenal as always. She carried the conversation.
Yeah, she did the first time too.
That's what you like out of a guest. Like, yes. You don't want to be the one talking.
Well, it's one of those things that's like nerves too. If you like, what do I ask? What do I do? Am I asking too many questions? Like, if she's just carrying the flow, it's so much easier.
No, she was great. As always, she definitely gave some insight into modeling, OnlyFans. There was a good OnlyFans talk. And we kind of got sidetracked and got into bedroom talk for a bit there. So,
nice.
As anyone wants to learn at a young age, do it in the butt.
Okay. So that's a spoiler.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, because I literally have no clue you guys talking about.
You don't want to have a kid or anything like that. Like, you got to just put in the butt.
So, fair.
Yeah.
That's everyone knows that, right? You can't actually. Quick little fucking segue. When I was in grade, what grade do you first learn sex ed?
I want to say grade 7.
Okay.
First year of junior high, I think.
I want to say for me in Indus, it might have honestly been grade 6. So I don't know if that's just an Indus thing or just that's just normal. I don't know. I think whatever. Anyways.
Indus butt.
That's actually, kind of actually is relevant to what I'm about to say. I'm not going to say the teacher's name because that'll be kind of throwing him under the bus, but we had a sex ed class and like any sixth grader would, it was kind of giggly the whole time and didn't take anything seriously, like talk us about vaginas. Absolutely, and penises, yeah. And sex. And at the end, we have a question box where everyone puts an anonymous question into a box and the teacher picks it out and reads and answers to the most appropriate way that a teacher can. And before he starts asking people, I go, wait, hold on. He's like, yes, Kevin. I'm like, were we allowed to ask questions about anal? He goes, I'm assuming this first question is yours. I'm like, oh, fuck. And it was literally, can you get pregnant from anal?
Nice.
And he said, you can.
Wow.
And his reasoning was disgusting. I think it was like, oh, I don't want to get into it. It was like droopage and
very
leakage.
Cool.
Whatever. Yeah. Anyways, that's wow. Weird start to the podcast.
start. As cliche as this is going to sound, I do remember in grade 7, my first sex ed class, I got kicked out because I had to say vagina and I just couldn't stop laughing. So.
Oh, my God.
As cliche as that is, that's what happened.
It'll never not be funny and awkward, though.
Also, when I was in grade 7, I remember I used to get morning wood all the time, like every single morning. Like, it was like not even like it
in
would just
grade
be a,
seven.
It would just be I would just wake up every morning and like same thing. Like it obviously is like a curriculum thing where they let you do a question box.
Yeah.
And I remember putting that in, like, is it normal? And they said no. And I just questioned my entire existence.
You're like, fuck. So you're like, wait, so it's weird that I...
Yeah.
You're sure it's not normal?
I'd eventually go see my doctor and just be like, is this okay? And he goes, yeah.
That young, well...
It's just hormones and stuff growing
that's
up.
That's early. Grade 7 is early.
Growing up and other stuff, so...
Yeah. Puberty and shit.
Yeah. I think we should stop talking about that.
Yeah.
And before we sound...
I was going to say, should we just let... You and Lexi talk about all this stuff? Because, I have no clue what we're talking
about.
I'd
say that stuff's more near the end. Beginning's kind of more, like, feeling it out.
Cool.
And then we start opening up, as you do with any conversation, right?
As, like, the nerves kind of get settled and, like, you know, you feel it. But we've already been with, like...
Yeah, it was really easy.
Interviewed Lexi.
She made it really easy, as always. So,
I was too busy in Montana for the fucking second time enjoying my vacation, so my apologies.
Yeah, you should be sorry. All right, without further ado, here is Lexi Winters. Welcome, MFers, to our first ever solo interview. Kale is currently at the hospital getting his hemorrhoids looked at. So by myself, I am honored to be in the same room as a now international influencer with nearly 30,000 Instagram followers, over 400,000 TikTok followers, and an insane 3 million likes on TikTok. Our second ever two-time guest, Lexi Winters.
Hi.
I said it was going to be cheesy, so.
I love it. Yeah. Thank you.
Just hype you up a bit.
I appreciate
it. How's it going, Lexi?
I'm so good. I'm so happy to be back.
Is it, would you say this summer? Like, have you gotten a lot done? Or has it been kind of more just party summer?
Holy. This summer has been like a fun mix of both. I've been doing a lot of travel for fun, but also like play. Or sorry, work, but also play. And kind of vice versa. How about you? It's been 9 months.
Yeah. Just kind of being an adult. Kind of turning into a dad with all my work going on. But, you know, I mean, the podcast took a little break. Kayla and I needed a break. It was a bit of a burnout. But, you know, you just pick it back up and you get going.
There you go.
With anything. So
it's like a bike, start riding it up again.
Give us a quick insight. Like, what are you up to nowadays? Okay. What are your sources of income?
All right.
How much do you make?
Yeah,
what's your social insurance number?
Sounds like someone's trying to steal my bank account. No. Oh my goodness. Okay, so last time we talked, I was doing my office job. I was also bartending. And I was thinking about starting an OnlyFans. So now I am completely self-employed. I've been completely self-employed since January of 2022.
Okay.
Strictly from OnlyFans, brand deals, my social media, recently modeling. I'm about to be a published model.
Congrats.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. But yeah, honestly, just I've been just working my ass off and I decided to take the biggest risk of my life and just be like, you know what? I'm going to embrace who I am. I'm going to take this risk and just like go for it, especially also just jumping into social media and relying strictly off that. So absolutely terrifying, but the best decision I've ever made in my life. So yeah.
So let me ask you, when you were making that decision, obviously there's like all the social pressure around being like, oh, like you can't be that person who only relies on social media and stuff like that. You know, there's that stereotype and that stigma around it. Would you say like the stigma was the hardest part, or would you say the scariest part was you maybe not knowing if you could actually make enough income based upon that?
Yeah, honestly, it's kind of hard because it's not really the stigma, because my parents, like, for one, they've always been like the only people I kind of like care about their opinion, and they always like supported me for that. So I was just like, knowing that I had their support, I was like golden. I don't really care about the stigma, what other people think. But definitely is terrifying with social media, because like, let's say 1 month I don't get a brand deal, like, and I didn't save my money, like, bills, like, you know. And also the way that influencer, like, I don't even know, like the social media industry, I guess, works with payments is it's always 30 days after you do the brand deal. So you're not getting paid like in 15 day increments. You're getting paid like 30 days to 90 days after. So sometimes your paycheck is not coming for like 3 months.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so it's risky. You don't have to pay rent or whatever, right?
Yeah, but, so save your coin.
So let's get into, we'll kind of get into the OnlyFans.
Yeah,
so
let's do it.
As a broke student, you know, I'm always looking for business opportunities. So like, how well have you done with that?
So, oh my goodness. So starting my OnlyFans was like such a whirlwind. I used to talk about it and I used to be so like, come off as it like, I'm never going to do that. I'm never going to do that. But secretly, I always wanted to do it. Because I always knew it would be something I'd be good at, which is just sounds like so stupid. But honestly, it's not, because I've always kind of just like had this persona that I like to portray, and it's kind of this like sexier side to me, which is fun. It's like Lexi. Like Alexis is my like sweet, kind-hearted, like, who people know to a core.
And Lexi would be like your stripper name, right?
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Holy shit. So yeah, 9 months ago, I was like, you know what? I was so fucking broke. Okay. This is like why I started it, because I was in my office job. I literally couldn't afford jack shit. And I was working 11 hours a day at this office job. And then I was like, okay, shit, I still got to do brand deals. I still have to do all this stuff. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a risk, because I've always wanted to. I'm gonna start an OnlyFans. I'm just gonna start with like posting like sexy things on the wall and just like see what happens. And so I did that, and it just kind of, what I did is I started messaging people on Instagram that I knew were intrigued about it for a very long time, because I had had a following and people had asked me about this for years. So I finally was like, you know what, I'm gonna take advantage and just reach out to those people first. So I did that. That went well. I also, someone has made a Reddit page about me, and people just like follow that Reddit page and just
Reddit's where it's at too.
People just like follow this Reddit page, and that's how it all started, honestly. People were like, oh my God, she has an OnlyFans, and like everybody just started following it. And I still wasn't doing like anything crazy on there. And I'm like super comfortable. I do whatever the fuck. I ended up becoming, I have been at the top of, so I'm at, I don't even know how to say it, like the top 0.05% of OnlyFans, and I've been there for a while.
Ooh, wow.
and I don't make less than 5 figures a month, so.
You don't make less than five figures from OnlyFans?
No, that's like minimum a month.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right, yeah, I'm going to think about that here.
Yeah.
Goddamn. I'm looking at Reddit right now. Mm-hmm. So I just quickly looked up Lexi Winters there, and there's like many posts that have more than 1,000 upvotes. So I kind of see where the hype kind of comes from. So
yeah.
I mean, that's called networking, but that's social media networking. So
literally, and it's kind of crazy because once I like started my OF and started making money off of it, what I did is I subbed to other OnlyFans girls that had a free page to see what their marketing tactics were.
Smart. Yeah.
So then I went ahead and I did it myself. I was like, okay, and now I have tactics that other girls copy, and it's kind of this like chain reaction, and I feel like proud. I'm like, girl, take my tactics because I know what I'm doing.
Just make
like
money. Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah. And it's like, absolutely, was it terrifying for people to figure out, or like for people to know the stigma and all that kind of shit? But at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a single fuck.
That's what I like to hear. Yeah.
Because I, at the end of the day, I'm a kind-hearted person. I think that there's like this stigma around it, and you should just talk to people who have one and just not put this like stigma around them and understand, because a lot of people assume, and you don't know what's on my page, so actually like you can't assume or think anything until you look at it.
Yeah You know? Well, you and I were talking a bit before, and we were saying like how, you know, we should kind of, we're at the age and we're kind of at the point, like, I don't know, I would say back, like we were talking about boomers and like how like, things like that, like people would kind of like, something like that would just frustrate a boomer just because of the whole stigma.
Yeah.
But I think we're at the point where it's like, if you want to like show off your boobs, if you want to show off your ass, like just go right ahead. Like, honestly, like I don't see why, if you're making money, I do not see why anyone could possibly judge you for any reason at all.
Yeah. See, my like main thing for it is like men have sexualized me since I was about 15 years old anyways. And people have thought that I was like this little whore while I was a virgin. And like, I've always had this stigma around me just because the way I look. And so it's kind of hilarious that I'm just using your horniness to my advantage and taking back the power of my own body, because honestly, like you're going to sexualize me anyway, so I'm going to just take it to my own power.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's fucking phenomenal. so with the OnlyFans becoming bigger and bigger, have you gotten any like weird or outlandish requests?
Oh my God, yeah. Like, for some reason, people think that I'm doing, like, escorting, and I'm like, babe, do you think I'm trying to get fucking kidnapped?
No.
Like, no, are you psychotic? Like, no, absolutely not. The funniest thing is actually when, like, I see members that notice me in real life, they get so shy, but I can sense, like, something going on, but then they'll message me later on OnlyFans, and they'll be like, I saw you at Cowboys, and I'm like, oh, my God.
You're like, okay.
I'm like, okay, that's so wild, because, like, there's no way. I don't think these are real motherfucking human beings. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just can't really comprehend that. The weirdest also requests are, like, mommy content. Like, these fucking kids think I can, like, breastfeed or, like, and it's just, like.
Breastfeed?
Like, they think it's just, like. Oh my God, it's so terrifying. So some of the requests are very much, I'm like, are you okay? Like,
yeah, I don't think a lot of them are okay. I mean, the way you described like being shy, I think that was something I did when I was like, I don't know, probably grade 12. I'd be scared to talk to girls. I'd be like, oh, I know who that girl is. And then I wouldn't talk to her. I think that's just kind of like, it's kind of intimidating. Like for them, it's kind of like, I guess it's like seeing a celebrity, because they would see you on your phone, on their phones all the time. So it's just kind of for them, I'd probably be a whirlwind. But I mean,
yes.
Maybe like tell them to sack up, like,
cause that's
like, grow a sack and like just say hi. Like, it really is it that difficult to say hi to someone? Like,
I know, right? And the other thing is, that's exactly what he said. He was like, it was crazy. It was like seeing fantasy in real life. He's like, because I've seen you. I'm like, ew. Yeah, what?
So that's scary. Just weird. That's just weird to say out loud. So you said this guy saw you at Cowboys. Yes. So let's transition to Stampede.
Yeah, let's do it.
I mean, a time when everyone's horny anyways. So let's just go there. So I know you had the privilege to work in arguably the best tent in all of Stampede, Cowboys tent.
You know it.
So tell me some of the weirdest interactions that you had there personally, and then maybe just some, like, I don't know, some of the wildest stories that you heard just through people who you worked with there. So
crazy. So, yes, I was bartending Cowboys this year for Stampede, and it was so much fun because I've worked for Cowboys since I was 18 years old. It was like the little club that raised me. I worked at a few places in Calgary, but Cowboys has been like my home. It's like the first club I ever worked at. Excuse me. So, yeah, I wanted to do Stampede because while I was growing up and going to college, I was working at Cowboys, but I also always went home in the summer, so I never did Stampede.
Did this Stampede.
Yeah, so this is my first one, and I loved it. It was so much fun, and I worked for about 7 out of the 10 days, or 11 days, I guess, technically, and it was honestly so much fun. Like, it's such a whirlwind doing stuff like that. There was nights where I would have like groups of guys just literally putting $50 bills like in the tip jar, and like that feeling is just iconic because like literally just wink at them, putty in your hand, like, and they just keep coming back all night. The other thing is like to just immediately remember when you can see somebody spending a lot of money, especially at your bar, you need to remember their order and just like when you see their face, have it ready to go and just be like, it's this much. Mm-hmm. The way when you do that, you're just going to be raining money. Like, it's just, it's crazy. Also, the one important thing about bartending is who the fuck is on your bar. If you have sketchy people on your bar, you're fucked. If you have great people on your bar, you're about to have the best night of your life.
Yeah.
yeah, it's crazy.
So let's go into those sketchy people. So what's some of the weird things that happen while you got to work the tent?
Oh my gosh. So like it just, some of the nights, like it feels like people are stealing from you and you just get to witness like very weird behaviors and you kind of examine them and you're like, you're fucking sketch.
Yeah.
Like you are a fucking sketch ball. Like what's
just men staring or like,
yeah, absolutely. Oh my gosh. Okay, this is the worst experience. Was I was working on Bud 3, and we have the Sky Suites that are at the very back of the stage, and then there's these bars that are on the side. This bar that I was on was at the very, it was like on the back left side where you can see the stage, and on top of it is this like balcony sort of thing. And to get up there, you have to spend like a decent amount of money. So people that are up there,
we asked quickly, and they said it's like it's minimum
8 grand.
Money. Yeah, it's minimum 8 grand.
It's literally like, 8 grand.
I don't think I'm going to go up there.
Yeah, it's crazy. So these people up there should be respectable. I'm sorry. I'm not assuming that people with a lot of money are respectable, but like usually it comes with the nature of having money. You're usually not a dickbag. Yeah. Okay. Like you just, what the fuck? Especially not if you have 8 grand to throw around at a party. Are you kidding? Anyways, this man's behavior was,
to some of those guys though.
Right. I guess so. This man's behavior was absolutely ignorant. He was standing up standing above the bar and just continuing to pour his fucking drink on these women's head and like so many times. And I kept looking up and I was like, what are you doing? Like, stop doing that. What is wrong with you? And he just kept being like, oh, and I let it happen like twice. Okay. And then I was like, I literally screamed at him, and then it got out of the bar. I went up to the security guard. I was like, why the fuck is this guy still up here? Like, why are you just letting him throw drinks on people? Like, honestly, I was like to the security guard, I was like, we're supposed to be on the same team and you're letting this dude just throw drinks at chicks. Why is he still standing here?
D-bag.
Literally, like, what the fuck is he still doing up here? And then next thing you know, his phone comes flying. Because I go back down, and then I'm standing there. And the next thing you know, his phone comes flying. And I was like, good. I hope this motherfucker comes down here so I can throw his phone at him. I'm just kidding. I didn't actually throw it at him. But I just, like, didn't give it to him for a few minutes. He came down, and he was like, oh, did you guys see a phone? I was like, oh, is it your phone? He's like, yeah. I was like, are you the fucker that's literally throwing drinks at women, like, and continuously doing so? And he's like, oh, no, it's not me. I was like, actually, yeah, it is you. I've seen it multiple times.
You're not a fucking idiot.
Yeah, literally. I was like, I literally have two eyeballs. I fucking hate you. And he just couldn't. And then so I gave him his phone and I was like, please just leave. I got security to get him to leave. Because I was just like, I can't believe how disrespectful you are. It was so fucking gross. Another thing about Stampede, especially at Cowboys, is the bathrooms are just absolutely atrocious.
It's really all anywhere at Stampede is fucking disgusting, but the Cowboys ones kind of take the cake. There's not anything they could really do about it.
Exactly. I'm not shit talking it. It's just the way it is. It just sucks so bad, though.
Yeah, like I unfortunately had the privilege of hearing a lot of things going on in those those porta potties.
No.
Drugs was one of them. Definitely heard a few people doing drugs. And then one, obviously a couple times, just some people getting down and dirty, which I couldn't even process that because of how stinky and hot those things were.
Like, how's that make you horny?
No, like I would go in and out and I'd be covered in sweat. Like, I just can't do it. Like, and even when I have to take a shit there, it would be the worst experience ever because I'm in there for 4 or 5 minutes.
But yeah, I could not imagine.
That place is gross, but really is. That guy, I mean, how old do you think that guy was?
He looked like he was probably 32. Like, he looked like he was like...
I bet you he was probably like a finance guy who like just got out of his frat house a few years ago.
Fuck.
Now he's like, he's actually like making good money, but he thinks that because he's making good money, he can do whatever he wants. Like, he's just like, he's a scoundrel. He's a fucking...
I agree. Honest, I didn't tell you the best thing that happened. I met Ludacris. Ludacris asked to see me, which was really freaking cool. So
he
like
asked for you.
Yeah.
Oh, goddamn.
Okay, so that was really freaking cool.
Yeah.
And what else? I got to see a boogie with a hoodie. That was fucking sick. I got to make a lot of cash, which is really nice because being someone who makes all their money online, everything goes through the motherfucking CRA, bitch. So,
as an accountant, yeah.
It's just really fucking nice to have some...
Don't say how much money you actually made and then it'll be fine. Yeah.
So I just like love saving the cash and spending it on other shit that I don't have to like personal fun stuff instead of like using my card for it to start shit.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
Yeah. How was MP for you really quick?
All right. Well... Kayla and I just had our Stampede summary in our last episode, but
little promo.
I ended up going way too much. It's every year I'm like, I'm probably only going to go 2 or 3 times max. I'll go here during the day and then I'll head home. I ended up going 6 times. And by the end of it, I was just so burned out. I was like, I just need Stampede to be over with. And same with my bank account, obviously. Like, that's why next year I'm probably going to fucking bartend or something somewhere.
You should. Come to Cowboys.
Yeah. Because I need to make that money instead of spending it.
Yeah, I feel that.
Especially because just the amount of money is absurd. I mean, I asked you how much you made tips and I was like, whew. I was like, that's fucking insane. And even as a dude, I think I'd do pretty well.
Not to
be sexist or anything, but.
No, but like I was on the bar with guys and they make that exact amount.
Oh, okay.
Like, nice. We go that's home with like the exact same. Like, so if I
is
work on a...
Is it pooled?
Hell
yeah.
So that's the thing. Like, you want to work on a bar with a bunch of hot chicks and hot guys.
Yeah.
Because that way you're spreading it with, like, a bunch of girls and a bunch of guys are going to come to the bar and spend money equally. So it's, like, a good crowd that you got going on.
So,
right?
Yeah, I went to a lot of concerts.
Fun.
I hate to be, like, pretty basic with this answer, but Flo Rida was my favorite concert.
I love that.
I had so much fucking fun because... Obviously, he's got a lot of bangers, like so many good songs. But when I was younger, did you know the movie Step Up 2?
Yes!
So
I love
when that movie came out, I got hooked on Step Up.
Fucking
because Lo was in that song. Like, one of the very first dances, Lo was in it. And And I thought I was going to be like a break dancer. So, like,
you little icon.
For a year or two, I was going to be like the next, like, Channing Tatum and the next Step Up or whatever. He ended up going to Magic Mike, but loser things. But his banger, like, it was just kind of like nostalgic for me. Like, hearing Flo Rida, because as a little kid, I like would bang to Flo Rida. So
I love that.
Not like sexual bang. I guess I probably should have clarified that as a 12-year-old kid.
So funny.
So with Stampede and that, you mentioned that you have been traveling before and after that. So let's get into some of your trips. So I know you went to Vegas.
Yes.
Tell me about Vegas first.
Holy shit. Okay. So I've been to Vegas twice now. My first trip was very much more chill. It was more like, golfing, chilling.
Just kind of enjoying the warm weather, right? Yeah, literally. Absolutely.
And then I went again in April.
I think you went a week or two before Kale and I did. Because I saw that you were going to Vegas and we asked see when you were going. So yeah, it was about a week or two before us. So
yeah.
Tell me about everything. I want to hear everything.
So that trip was fucking crazy. I met Tyga. I met Lil Jon. Wow. I was hanging out with them. Lots of people think that I'm over here like banging these rappers and shit. Like, no, it's strictly just like a networking thing.
And it's also just like hanging out.
Exactly.
Like, a lot of people like think that you like in a situation like that, that you have to like do something. It's like, no, like I'm just hanging out with them.
Literally. Like I became friends with a lot of really nice influencer girls at the Tyga, like penthouse party. Like we were hanging out and now I have those connections. Same with like security guards. Like it's just like important people you need to know. Like when you're in a room, I think people forget that like you're not just supposed to know like the most important person in a room. You need to know security guards. You need to know the bouncers. You need to know the DJ. You need to know, like you need to know or the doorman, or you need to know, be kind to the fast food person. Like people just think that you can just get to the top from just like talking to people at the top.
That's not how it works, right?
Yeah,
it's all networking.
All it is. And so yeah, when I was in Vegas, we were doing that, lots of pool parties. We went to G-Eazy. We saw just lots of amazing concerts. After Vegas, I came home. I went home for my brother's graduation. That was awesome. It was really beautiful to go home. It was really nice to be home and finally now appreciate it, whereas before I didn't, because I just like hated the small-minded everyone there. Yeah. But now I love the scenery and I love visiting.
Yeah.
Then I went to, my next trip was LA, I believe. Yeah. And this was actually after Stampede, I went straight to LA. So LA was a beautiful trip. It was very much lots of beaches. I went to Malibu. I had great food the whole time. Like the food. Food to me is like my favorite part about trips, because you just get to try so many fun things, you know?
Things you wouldn't normally try where you're from, right?
So yeah.
And this LA trip, this is the one that you ended up like doing an influencer party and like hanging with other influencers, right?
Yeah. So at this one, it wasn't really a party. We thought we were going to go to the party, but when we were at the club, like we saw FaZe Banks, we got to meet like a lot of really cool people. I met Flo Rida at the club.
He's
all right. Yeah, he's iconic. We saw Lil Wayne perform. It was fucking sick. But it's just like, I also think that people put this crazy stigma around these people with thousands and millions of followers, and they forget that like actually in person, some of these people are very shy and they're not at all like they are online.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I could see that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think my biggest compliment with this being my job is the fact that people are like, Lex, you're so much like you are online as you are in person. And I think that there's no other compliment I would appreciate more in my life than that, because it is so like having the chance to meet some of these people that a lot of people idolize. It's so interesting. And I'm not saying any of the people I've met already, I'm not going to mention their names, who I think are like very shy and not who they are online.
Just a different
it's
persona,
just they're
right?
just different, you know. And like that's fine, because it's also like that's okay if that's what you want to, how you want to do your job is turn it on and off. Personally, that's just not for me, because I like the authenticity.
Yeah,
that,
absolutely.
You know, and it's not just me that does it like that. I just appreciate other people that do it like that, because I think it's authentic and I like it. Like, I don't know. Other people are watching you.
Let me get back to Vegas. So I think you might have mentioned to me that someone motorboated you.
Oh, my Vegas. God.
So you said that was that Lil Jon's manager, you said?
Yes.
And how did, like, you just be like, do you mind? Or
So basically we were in the fucking club. There were these D1 football athletes right behind us. They were like celebrating their like NHL, like, or NHL LOL, their NFL draft.
Yeah.
And so they were like about to go on stage and shit. And I don't know, we were just like partying behind Lil Jon, just having a freaking time. He is a blast to party with. Lil Jon is so much fun. He is such a sweet pea.
I could absolutely see that. Like, he just seems like he's just like a good guy to be around.
He literally,
even though like his songs are in your face.
Very. Yeah. But he literally played us his meditation sleep music and was just like, this is what I listen to. Like, we were like, fucking go off, Lil Jon. Like, pop off.
Hell yeah, Johnny.
Yeah, like, what? But, basically, the manager was just like, we were dancing, we were having fun, and then all of a sudden, he was like, can I? And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, go for it.
Fuck it.
Why not? Whatever happens in Vegas, is Vegas, right?
Yeah.
And then a bachelor party also. Me and Tequila are not allowed to hang out, and I hope to God my parents are not listening to this fucking podcast right now.
Nah, they'll be fine.
Yeah, they'll be fine. But, then a bachelor party did that, and I actually, Yikes. I think they have a picture of my tatas on their phone. So that's good for them.
It's a good bachelor party. They were definitely trying to get like pictures like from The Hangover. Like,
for my God.
When they, it's just like just strippers the whole time and just everyone like pissing everywhere.
That's
exactly what they were thinking. They're like, oh, we get a picture of boobs for our bachelor party.
Titties.
The perfect summary.
I'm dead.
So as always, our listeners are a lot of desperate single people. They usually,
I'm like, as if I know that.
You losers.
No, I love you guys.
No, but like, let's help them out here. So I'm going to take advantage of having a female on the show. Let's just get into some red flags. Like, what are things that a guy does not only, we'll start online. What are red flags online? Like, so say like a guy like DMs you, do you find that like being a red flag automatically, or like, is it the message itself that indicates a red flag or not? How would you go with that?
Okay, so personally, I'm just gonna say like the stage I'm at with like relationship type of things, and like right now I'm just like not looking for anything unless you're gonna be so motherfucking bold and like actually stand out. So yeah, if you're gonna send me a DM that like no one else has thought of, or it's like it's intriguing and it's not just like, oh my God, you're beautiful, it's like something about me, or you're like actually paying attention to like something I post on my story that I like, you're just like paying attention, that's awesome. Like, that's really freaking cool.
Let me ask you this. Are there red flags? Like, so if like a guy on Instagram, like say like you're intrigued by him, is there like a type of post that you would say is an automatic red flag? You know, like there's the basic, like a guy holding a fish. Or like guys who post their cars. That's...
Oh my God, my ex was a car guy.
Guys who posted their cars. Is there anything else that you could think of where like if you look at this guy's Instagram, you're like, no. You're like, nah.
Them just having an Instagram at all. I'm so fucking kidding. I'm kidding. No, I want them to have an Instagram. Obviously, I think it's weird if you're just like, okay, personally, I'm scared of male models and absolutely terrified of serious male actors in certain circumstances.
Okay.
Because
so just don't be an actor, basically.
No. Yeah. Oh my God. It's just because usually like those males are just like so self-obsessed that it's hard to even get into their life.
It's just their world.
Their world. Like, I think guys that pretend to do that kind of give me the ick on Instagram, like where they're like trying to do that, which is like everyone starts somewhere, but it just, I don't, it, for me personally, it gives me the ick. Like, that's just not my personal, that's fine.
I mean, my ick for, if I had to if I had to think of a girl's ick on her Instagram, it would probably be if it's like only bikini pictures, because it's like, you know, she's like trying to get attention.
I get you.
Like, I mean, I get like, I'm good with like having like some there, here and there, but like if this girl's like constantly like just trying to show off, it's like, all right, something's going on here. Like, it's either it's like she's for sure fishing for attention,
maybe,
or I mean, she might just love herself, but if she loves herself too much, then you're not going to get in there. It's not a thing.
Fair. Okay, so like Instagram models are like that kind of
Instagram
vibe-ish.
Models are like, I'd say Instagram models are fine because you know they're making money.
Yeah.
Like, it's like those girls that you know, they're just like, they just love doing them. They the love attention. Their body too much, and they love the attention.
Okay,
right?
I get it.
But I'd say like a green flag is like a girl who loves posting pics with like her friends.
Yeah.
I don't like the girls who are strictly like selfies.
Yeah.
Like strictly like only just pictures of like them.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to like see like, oh, like, you know, she goes out with her friends, or she cares about her family and her dog. Right.
Right.
I don't need to see the same selfie like 20 times in a row.
Totally.
There's too many girls who think people don't notice that, but it's like, come on, like, you literally posted the same selfie 10 times on Visco, and you used a snap filter in half of those, and it's like, oh, God. Remember when that puppy filter was a thing, and, like, all girls were just using that, and it was like, all right, come on.
I am a culpret of using that.
I think everyone, honestly, I'll be straightforward.
Yeah, honestly, it was so fun.
All right, so let's go to red flags. Let's go in person.
Okay, red flags in person.
So say you're just at a club, and, like, a guy catches your eye, but obviously he's not trying to, like, like come after you or anything, but you want to go after him. Mm-hmm. What is something that would just like make you snap and be like, no, like that's a red flag. Like if he's like, I don't know, like shoving his buddies around, like playful, like frat guys or whatever, like yeah. something like that. Like what's a red flag that you think of someone like in person? Like you could tell from a distance.
Okay. From a distance. Well, I can also smell you from a distance. So smell is my like number one thing.
How do I smell right now?
Fantastic.
I thought I smelled musty right now. I thought I've been sweating for a little bit in here. It's kind of hot in here. No AC in this apartment.
Getting nervous. I'm joking. From a distance, I love personally guys that are outgoing. I don't love guys that are like, oh, like always the life of the party, but I do. I always used to be into really shy guys, but now I'm kind of like, I do want a guy who is a little bit louder and a little more confident.
It's a balance, I feel
like. It is a balance.
You don't want
the
guy who's constantly mm-hmm. like in your face, but you also don't want exactly. the type of guy who's, you know, head bobbing in the corner with a drink, yeah. right?
Exactly. Yeah. So when you said that, it's like that's definitely something that's like a red flag for me in a setting is like if you're overexerting and like trying to get all the attention.
Yeah.
Another thing I fucking cannot stand is a guy who is just rude and like obviously over sexualizing and like catcalling other women when like a woman he's intrigued
yeah.
with is around. And it's like a thing they want to do. I don't fucking know why.
You can tell those guys at bars just by looking at them because they'll yeah. literally just stare at girls. Like,
yes.
You can, like, that's why I do. I'm like, well, all right, what guy around here is like just so horny?
Yes.
And like this one, like you'll just see guys sitting at a table and like every girl that passes by, it's like watching cards. Yeah. Like they're just like slide yeah. stepping their head the whole time.
Yeah, and I can't stand that because it's just like it gives off fuckboy and it just gives off like, oh, unstable. I just am like not
mentally
not into
unstable.
That. Yeah. yeah. Red flags in like a personal setting would be like, I've said it multiple times, but like if you're just projecting shit onto me, if you're projecting like trust issues and you're projecting like all these really weird things, like there's obviously something deep down you're doing behind doors that you're obviously sus about. And
oh, yeah.
I know because yeah. I've witnessed it. Also, like just fucking, if you can't trust me, like again, if you're gonna like question me, like that's another red flag. Like just be paying attention to like the language someone that you're putting that close to you in your life is speaking to you
yeah.
with.
Yeah, and
it's important.
Yeah, it's funny the way you, like the way you worded that, because I actually find the people who are the most like insecure about like, you know, their significant other going out or anything.
Yeah.
It's the type of people who have done it before. It's the type yes. of people who have absolutely like cheated mm-hmm. or, you know, when they go out, they flirt with people. Like
yep.
those are the types of people who can't trust you when you go out because they're like, oh, well, like when I go out, I do this. So now I'm scared they're going to do that or even more. Right.
Totally. And then I think another thing that like people need to do in relationships is they need to start figuring out what their boundaries of cheating are. You need to start figuring out if like, oh, flirting at a bar is actually something I'm not comfortable with you doing. Talking to so-and-so, your ex that you are maybe now friends with, is not something I'm comfortable with you doing. Or like you having a subscription to an OnlyFans girl is not something I'm comfortable with you doing. Like there is certain boundaries.
Free plug. Yeah, there's a plug.
Oh my God, I wasn't even thinking of that. But like there's so many things that I think people don't do in relationships and they don't communicate.
Yeah.
It's just like fucking communicate, yo. Red flags are crazy, but like also it could be just a misunderstanding. So just
yeah,
talk about
it. And I think people at our age, I think a lot of relationships struggle like with setting those boundaries.
I agree.
But I feel like if there's full open communication, mm-hmm. like there should be, like yeah. that's the only way like a relationship will actually work.
Exactly.
Like if both of you just know how you feel about everything, then you're gonna yeah. be fine.
Yeah.
Like if you get offended like when her ex-boyfriend hits her up out of nowhere, like tell her, be like, you know what, I probably wouldn't mind if you just blocked him. Like unless you seriously want to talk to him, like go ahead.
But yeah.
like I personally I would rather you not do that.
Like, yeah. And then it's also like at the end of the day, you're sleeping next to her or vice versa, like he's like being next to you. So it's like talk about it, and then at the end of the day you realize like, oh, like he is present
yeah,
here in
absolutely.
My life. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. All right. We'll wrap up.
Let's do
that
it.
Was probably the fastest 33 minutes I've ever had
okay,
in my life.
That was fast.
Last time we asked you, does size matter?
Okay,
that
yeah.
was our final question. is the answer still no?
Ooh.
Or have you had some instances where your mind might have changed a bit?
It has changed a bit,
uh-oh.
Actually.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, guys. Damn. Sorry. All right. You're going to have to elaborate here. So you're going to have to like kind of tell like what happened here.
I don't know. Change. Also, like, just have been having way better experiences with like men are like maybe learning how to like properly go down on women because
very
like
nice. Yeah.
The people are just like figuring it out, or I'm just picking like better people. So yeah, that's great.
Might just
for
be
me.
That. Might not be the size. Yeah, so
is that? I guess that doesn't have to do much with size, but like. That's like something. And then, yeah, I guess I have just been dabbling in the larger market.
All right. I guess that's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah.
So it's all right. So instead of doing that, I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
Would you rather have it put in your butt, or would you rather put a strap on in a boy's butt?
Oh my God. Okay. Well, I love like the whole like being dominated thing.
Oh, okay.
So definitely. Right. And I've like, oh my God, mom, please turn this shit the fuck off if you're listening, bitch. Holy God. And I've like dabbled in the backdoor market and it's fun. Like, I have fun.
I mean, it's so, just another way to please yourself. Honestly,
yeah, it's actually like a lot of fun personally. Like some people hate it and it hurts, but they're just not doing it right and slow enough. Like,
I know some people, I know some people who literally only
yeah
go in the back door, like they don't yeah. like some girls I know, like they're just like, I don't ever want anything in my vagina anymore unless yeah. I'm about to have a kid. They're just okay. like they're like, no, like it's just cool. only back door now.
Yeah. Props. And you know what, though. I mean, and so many people have this stigma around it where there's like shit and like all this stuff, and I'm like, okay, for one, if you're gonna have sex at all, you need to be okay with bodily fluids of any sort. If you're gonna do that, you need to be ready to just, you're an adult at this point, like if you're freaked out about that, yeah, it's kind of gross, but also like you're partaking in the act, so suck it the fuck yeah. up.
Like, are you kidding yeah. me? Like, if you get shit on your dick, you get shit on
your dick. You get shit
is what
on
it is.
But this is the thing that I wanted to say, is a lot of people think that that's how it works. It's actually not.
I like, really don't think it is.
It's not how it not, works. Not unless saying, you're going to actually
not saying,
shit.
Not saying I've done it,
yeah.
but I've never had it happen.
Yeah.
But I will say there's an... This might be the... I don't know if I've told this story on the pod or not.
Oh,
but
exclusive content.
Okay, so there was this girl who knew one of my friends.
Okay.
And my friend told me the story. So her and her boyfriend did anal on the couch, and then she ended up shitting. Like, I guess it was just too irritated or whatever, right?
Shit.
So
literally.
Oh. Her parents came back that night.
Oh, no.
And they were like, what happened? So they blamed it on her dog.
Fuck.
So the parents shot the fucking dog. What an awful story,
oh
but that is by far
God.
The worst. Like, that's the only anal story I've ever heard of anyone going sideways, and it went as far sideways as you could fucking possibly go.
That is...
It's sad, and it's messed so up that fucked. They should have just admitted to doing butt stuff.
Anal on the couch.
But instead, the poor dog... suffered for her. So if you have a dog,
oh
don't
God.
Do anal.
Oh my God. Oh, Jesus Christ. This is my that's
okay.
the moral of the
yeah.
story.
Before we
my
set job. Up before we start crying here, thank you, Lexi.
You're welcome. Thank
that
you so
was
much
awesome.
For having me.
We'll definitely have you on again.
Hopefully perfect.
Kale's like out of the hospital by then.
Yeah.
These fucking hemorrhoids.
Jesus fucking hemorrhoids.
Thank
fix
you.
Your
thank
booty
you again,
hole.
Lexi.
See you later.
Wow. Phenomenal. Nathan, great job. Lexi, I know if you're listening, great job as well. Thank you to everyone in their vehicles or at the office who sat down with me and listened to that interview for the first time. I actually wish I was there. That's so much fun.
No, for the audience out there, Kale's lying. He just said that would be a good line.
Fuck you.
He said that would be a good line to say.
Yeah,
but
still,
he does not know the shit that we talked about him that whole time.
I still... Actually... I still haven't heard it yet.
No, there's a little bit in there.
Oh,
it ain't too. It ain't too much, but
it better be appropriate.
It's enough to handle, maybe for you. I don't know, but yeah, Lexi was phenomenal. No need, like, no question, no doubt.
Now I'm actually nervous.
Not a.
Do I want to even listen to it?
You can do it if you want.
What the fuck? That doesn't help me. Okay, maybe I'll just fucking. I'll wait. I'll wait till someone texts me being like, "Dude, did you hear what they said about you in the podcast?" I'm like, "Yeah, I actually have it. You know, it's
yeah,
the
I actually
podcast.
Have no idea what it is.
I will tomorrow."
Yeah, let's just keep the show going, keep
yeah,
it rolling.
Right in the nails.
Back to back weeks of nails.
I think legit. I'm not gonna promise anything on this podcast because, as you all know,
don't say anything.
Whenever we promise things, it never ends up coming.
Quite
true.
Literally, you still have to go out to a street.
I still have to do so many things.
And tell people you have hemorrhoids.
Right, which I totally did or do, but I'm gonna say I might make a suggestion too, which I probably still won't because I lie a lot to you guys. But I think nails should almost be an every pod thing because there's so many options for nails out there that we just like.
Yeah, but I feel like you don't want to burn it out. You know what I'm saying?
No such thing as burning it out, bro.
Well, we did burn out. We didn't do a podcast for a month.
You know what? Can we cut that whole entire thing?
We cut that.
No, all right, Kano, and this is funny too, because as you all heard in Nathan's intro, this is the nails of people you would least like to get a beer with, which...
It's basically a fails list instead of a nails list.
You're right. Sure.
Because it's like, you know, the opposite of something good.
And it's like, I think most people would probably think and like have probably before talked about like, hey, who's like one person in the world dead or alive you'd get a beer with?
You'd want to get a beer with. Yeah, but this is opposite. We're going to name people who you don't want to get a beer
and
with.
And they can be dead or alive, so.
Yeah. Kale, flip the coin.
All right, I'm using the same lucky quarter as
I
last
think,
time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you're on a streak of getting the first pick, which has made a difference because you won one of them, so good job.
Fact. All right, Bill, call it in the air?
Yeah. Heads. Oh. Sorry.
It's fucking tails!
That's a head.
Well,
it's a deer head.
It's the head of a deer, bud. Caribou. All right, I'm starting again. Hell yeah. Okay. The first person I would hate, the number one person I would hate to have a beer with out of anybody, dead or alive in the whole entire world, is James Charles. That would be the worst.
Yeah.
Fucking, oh my God. Like, every one of my other picks I'm going to say eventually, it's kind of
like...
Is
it because he's gay?
No. No, come on, dude. Really? Wow, how do I even respond to that? Do you think it's
because
he's gay?
No. Say no.
Yeah, now this is just awkward. But, wow. No, Nathan, it's not because he's gay.
Why are you so nervous?
I'm not. Shit, I still don't really have any other reason as to why I wouldn't. I'm totally kidding. No, it's because he's just fucking annoying.
He is annoying. It's just too much energy.
Whatever he wants to.
I don't think they, them identify. I'm not too sure. Well, I don't know what it is.
If it's a they,
I don't know
then,
what,
identify.
I do not know what James's gender is. I think we should move on.
Yeah, but canceled. I would just hate because they're so fucking annoying and I would hate to just walk in and he's, hey, sister, or whatever he does.
Hey, sisters.
Yeah, see, like,
yeah.
I might make you another fucking person on this list now. Yeah. Yeah, my one is James Charles.
All right.
That motherfucker.
Yeah, mine's kind of along the same lines of annoying. Amy Schumer.
Shut the fuck up.
Amy Schumer.
I was going to say with my one one. Oh, my
Amy
God.
Amy Schumer. Her comedy is so fucking annoying.
Oh, dude.
Like, and on top of that, dude, I feel like she's one of those girls where, like, if you sat down for a casual drink, she would have one or two and she would just get sloppy drunk.
Yeah. She'd get like the crazy annoying laugh.
I hate her so much.
And she would also talk
about
herself.
Her one movie wasn't bad. Trainwreck. That one wasn't bad. The one
I didn't watch it because I couldn't.
It actually wasn't bad. But then after that, she went on a streak of racist and homophobic remarks. And then also shitty movies on top of just being annoying.
And like she kind of just has one of those fucking vibes too. Aside from knowing her and hearing her voice, you just see her. It's like, I don't want to hear that.
Is it because of how she looks?
Yes. No, but dude, and everyone listening, me and Nathan before this, we discussed, like, we literally said that we almost guaranteed that out of everyone in the world, dead or alive, we won't have, like, any of the same picks.
And, of course, she was on there. I did not think you would have her on there,
no,
but
I
honestly,
literally
fuck
have
her, man.
Amy Schumer written down. I'm just going to erase her so I don't accidentally say
all right. Kale?
My next pick is Vice President Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris?
Yeah.
Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Why?
Kamala Harris. Because she's, again, just like...
Are you anti-liberal?
No, I'm not racist either.
Are you conservative?
I'm not against gays. I'm not racist. Maybe you're... Are you sexist for picking Amy Schumer?
No,
we're
I just...
We're getting ourselves in trouble here. We should stop.
You said you were going to choose Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
You're throwing yourself under the same bus.
Vice President...
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. I just... First of all, her name is... It's hard to say. It's not Kamala.
I almost automatically say Kamalot.
Yeah.
I mean Kamalot.
Like Kamala
I mean,
Harris.
Kamala.
It's
Kamalot.
Kamala.
Kamalot.
Yeah.
I meant Kamala.
But no, it's Kamala. Kamala Harris. It's not Kamala.
I was close.
But it's just, again, she's fucking annoying and she has probably one of the shittiest jobs ever. So, you know, she's going to be bad vibes the whole time. And I feel like sitting down having a beer with her, I feel like, one, I feel like she's allergic to beer. Two, I feel like she gets really bloated really fast and would just be like,
I could see her getting bloated. Yeah.
And yeah. Nothing to do with the fact that she's an African-American female. It's just the fact that she is Vice President Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
I don't want to have a beer with her.
Okay, I'm going to lighten the mood up a bit here and choose Osama bin Laden.
Nice. Way to... Yeah. Way to lighten the mood up.
My whole reasoning is that I could just see him after every beer just burping in your face.
Like, and a gross, greasy,
aggressive beer.
Yeah, dude. Drunk Osama bin Laden would be probably the most fucking
dangerous man on the planet. I think it would be paranoid as shit, too. I feel like the whole time you just, like
he'd have security guards standing there.
You would think, like, George Bush is, like, around the corner.
Yeah. Or he would make you feel like shit and, like, small because he'd have, like, his security around him and just, like, pointing guns
at
you the whole time.
But fuck him, anyways. His body deserves to be...
You'd be like, drink another beer or I'll shoot you.
In the bottom of the ocean. Yeah. His body is in the bottom of the ocean, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. He's right next to Amelia Earhart. God rest her soul.
No, she's not.
My third pick, which you're probably gonna be like, what the fuck, but Medusa. Because you couldn't look at her, or else you'd turn to stone. That would be so shitty having
no, but your problem solved. All she has to do is wear sunglasses like in the Amazon commercial, so.
Yeah, but I don't think that she would, because I'm going back to like her days.
I bet you you're on the top of her list for people she wouldn't want to have a beer with in that case, so.
It's because I'm a white male?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Well, then she'd probably want to so she could look at me and turn me to stone. Spin zone there. No, but that would suck. Imagine having a beer with someone where you couldn't look at them. You'd have to look at the ground and have a conversation. Yeah. I don't know if she speaks English back in the day. I don't know if English was a language.
I think Medusa is a made-up character. Is it? So, okay. Yeah, I don't
know. I was wondering for a second if she was like a...
She's a fictional character. I don't think
it's Greek mythology.
I don't think anyone existed where they could actually turn people to stone by looking at them.
See, that's just what you think.
Well, I mean, scientifically.
Oh yeah, now we're gonna bring fucking. We're gonna make it political again. I did say Vice President Kamala Harris, so it is kind of
right. Political. My next one, I'm gonna choose an alien, Mark Zuckerberg.
Is it Mark with a C or a K?
It's a K. It's just a dude I couldn't see myself talking to. Like, I mean, he's an alien, so who knows if he can even drink beer to begin with.
And he would just propose business ideas to you the whole time.
No, I just feel like he would just talk about Facebook the whole time.
And his little robot eyes would be just staring at you the whole time.
But, like, his algorithm, like, you know the algorithm of Facebook, like, how, like, populates, like, things that you would like to see?
Yeah.
I just feel like he would be talking about it the whole time, and I'd be like, I don't care, Mark.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Would you call him Mark, or would you say, I don't care, Mr. Z?
And I would say, I don't care, Zucky.
I don't care, Zooks.
The Zuckmeister.
Zucknish. I don't care, bud.
Zuckmula.
Hit him with a pal. Okay, let's move on. Yeah, good pick. I wouldn't want to have a beer with him either. Now, this one, kind of going back to yours of like the whole quote-unquote lighting the mood, I think a lot of weird people would put this as like someone they would want to have a beer with, but I would not want to ever have a beer with Adolf Hitler.
Fair enough.
For the same reason, I think he would just be like... just the biggest alpha male ever, and I would just be sitting there, and I would not enjoy my beer.
I think you don't want to have a beer with him just because he would be more of a man than you.
That's 100%. Yeah, admittingly, I think
He's a coward.
He's not a coward, dude.
He took the easy way out.
Yeah, you're right. Or do we know for sure? Has that actually ever been, like, proven?
I think he's still alive.
A cyanide pill or something like that?
No, he allegedly shot himself. But I think... like, if my social studies grade 11 is correct, he's still alive, so.
Who'd you have in grade 11? Was it William?
I had
Amron.
Fuck. I had Room.
Oh, no, I wasn't in your school in grade 11.
Yeah, but I had Room.
Okay. I'm picking Adolf Hitler for the reason that I think he would just... I would not enjoy my beer around him. And I like having beers with people I'd enjoy to have beers with. I wouldn't feel it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be feeling it.
Yeah, fair enough. My next pick, Jake Paul.
Really?
He just is a frat douche, and I feel like he thinks he's the main character wherever he goes. Like, he's one of those guys where every single night, like, he goes out or sits at a bar, he expects the whole world to be on him.
I would love to have a beer with Jake Paul because he'd probably pay for it.
Most of these people would. They're all rich.
Medusa's not real, dude. James Charles would not pay for a beer for me. He'd be like, get it, sister! Amy Schumer would not buy your
beer. Okay, please, you gotta go to
Zuckerberg would for sure buy your beer, but he'd probably like do it in like some weird Bitcoin transaction.
You gotta go to your next pick after that one.
Yeah, okay. My last pick, and for the main reason that I just, again, not because she's female, I promise, just because she's a fucking weirdo, and she's been through a lot, in like a really weird and like I don't want to have a beer with you way, it's Britney Spears.
I don't know. I'd love to have a beer with Britney Spears. I feel like she's like pretty chill. She went through her weird 2000s phase and even her 2010s phase, but I think she's pretty normal now.
No, man. Again, I just think that because I think having a beer, so having alcohol would just turn her into a fucking psycho.
Oh, true.
She'd get that like that taste of like the olden days.
Immediately gets into drugs.
Yeah. And I don't want to put Britney back in her fucking speared days. I want her back in her Spears days.
Yeah, those were fire. All right, good last pick.
It's gonna be me.
My last pick is... I don't want to go there. Ellen DeGeneres.
Is it because she's a lesbian female?
No, it's because she's one of the most two-faced celebrities in the history of the world.
See, I will let you say whatever you want, but I'm going to say I love Ellen and I'm on her side.
But she was, dude, she was once like the best like daytime TV show host of all time. And then as soon as COVID hit, all her employees started like leaking how bad of a person she is and how shitty she is to work for.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to have a beer with a slithery little snaky snake. So I'm going to pass on that one.
Yeah, I honestly, if you don't want that beer with her, I'll take it.
But I also do, like, at the same time, I think that she's one of those people where if you go for a drink with her, if your attention is not 100% on her, she's going to be that, like, person to just snarl there.
Yeah.
Like, be, like, all grumpy unless you're 100% focused on everything she's doing.
But, yeah, that's actually so true. And, again, I feel like, bottom, like, end of the day, you are completely right with what you said about, like, the whole how everyone came out like this.
She's just a shitty person. Bitch.
But... I used to fucking love her show, man.
Oh, dude, I used to watch it.
I used to watch it before school every single morning.
I used to literally skip school to watch it. Yeah. I would pretend to be sick in elementary school, and I would go watch Ellen.
Yeah, I fuck with Ellen, and I stand
for it. You
don't
fuck with Ellen because she's a lesbian.
I stand with Ellen.
I don't. I stand with her employees. I stand with Ellen. All right, your five picks and give some your mentions.
Yeah, my five picks, James Charles... Vice President Kamala Harris, Medusa, Adolf Hitler, Britney Spears, and my one honorable mention, because I had seven, you took Amy Schumer, was Tom Cruise.
He's a weird dude. He's a
piece of shit.
Yeah.
Ever since that one video of him during COVID.
He's just like really short. I think he just has little man syndrome.
Like, well, he does, because he literally wears like heeled
yeah.
dress shoes.
Oh, yeah. Platform boots. Okay, so I have Amy Schumer... Osama bin Laden, Mark Zuckerberg, Ellen DeGeneres, and Jake Paul. My honorable mentions, Joe Biden.
Which is fair for it.
6'9".
He was a snitch.
Somehow. Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah. And Jada Pinkett Smith.
Those are actually... See, and this is about... Man, this is going to be a close one again, I think. I won last one. Shout out me. But this will be a close one. I do think that if you put Jada Pinkett Smith... and replace Jake Paul. I feel like a lot of people actually fuck with Jake Paul now that he's kind of like...
No, I don't think so.
Oh, Logan Paul people fuck with.
Logan Paul is the one that everyone likes. Dude, he's going to be like the next like John Cena. Like he's the next big WWE guy. He
signed a huge deal, didn't he?
Yeah, like he's going to be unreal. So props to Logan Paul, but fuck Jake Paul. I'll beat him up in a boxing match, guaranteed, no doubt, on cap.
No cap? Wait, on cap?
Yeah, you heard that right.
Oh.
All right. I was going to be okay, let's get to our shower thought of the day.
I'm just going to say it.
I'm going
to
say
it. You called me out last time for not actually listening to the Lexi interview and just saying that you didn't have a shower thought ready.
Yeah, I didn't.
All right.
What's your point?
Nothing. I just wanted to make sure.
My shower thought of the day is whatever happened to fidget spinners? They were the greatest thing ever.
Wow.
And now where did they go?
Everyone has one somewhere in like their drawer.
Did they disappear?
I feel like you actually, I don't know if I actually legit might have one in my drawer.
Dude. I wish I had one. At work, I'm constantly spinning a pen between my fingers, and I feel like a fidget spinner would save my life. Like, I'm going to die if I don't get a fidget spinner.
But it's one of those things now, too, where if you are the kind of guy to still use a fidget spinner, it's like, dude, grab something else to fidget. Like,
I don't know. I think that's kind of fidgetist of you.
No, it is, and that's a great way to say it, but it's just like fidget spinners have – everyone knows they've disappeared. So if you're that one guy to still have one, and you don't have like a – some other new thing that came out to, like, stop you from stressing and, like, OCD shit, whatever, ADHD shit, ADD? One of the four letters. But it's, yeah. All I know is that, yeah, fidget spinners, if you still use one.
Where'd they go?
But they were sick, man.
I
used to be able to balance them and, like, flip them
finger. I think they, like, vanished. Like, I think, like...
In the thin air?
They had, like, a timer on them, and then as soon as, like, the trend ended, whoever created them just... pressed a button and they just like Thanos. It was like a Thanos snap. It was like a And then fidget spinners are gone.
Half just disappeared.
Just fluttered away.
Fair. All right.
In the wind.
My shower thought, again, very broad. This is actually like a real, this isn't one that I just kind of like last minute Googled. This is a legit thought I had in the shower. It's crazy to think, it's such a broad and stupid shower.
Can you just say it?
Sorry. It's actually so crazy to think about how many people are in this fucking world. Fuck off. No, I mean like.
No offense, but I think that is the most basic shower thought ever.
I know. But here's the thing. Here's the reason why. Like, let's say Bales and I are like.
No, let's build on that.
Okay, hold on. Let me finish it, then we can build
okay,
on
it. Okay, go ahead.
Let's say you and I, we have a pretty close friend group of probably like, let's say, 15 to 20 people. All the boys, couple girls. We have a fair-sized friend group. And there's been times where I've said, like, for example, Shibes could be like, oh, dude, Shibes is the funniest fucking kid in the world. It's like, well, there's over 7 billion people that could actually be funnier than him that we haven't met yet.
No, he is the funniest person in the world.
Probably.
Yeah.
It could be. Or, for example, I could say, dude, Shibes is the funniest kid in the fucking world. Yet, fucking Joe and Seth, who live next door, could say, dude, our buddy Randy is the funniest fucking kid in the world. It's like,
so
who's actually the funniest?
Let's build on the most basic shower thought you could think of. Fuck. How crazy is it that our Earth is like 1/1,000th of the sun?
Stop, dude.
And then on top of that,
stop,
you are about 1/1,000,000,000th of the Earth.
I don't want to get into this. We can have a whole cosmetology.
What about the whole universe? The size of our Earth is like a grain of salt in
the
universe.
Are you making fun of me right now?
Yep.
Okay. Well, if you want, we could have a full podcast about this Cosmos stuff.
You could.
But
you really
it,
could.
Because it stresses me the fuck out. And that actually scares me.
I kind of have a headache right now.
But the new TikTok fucking trend where it's like, does it really matter? And it like zooms out to like how small we actually all are. But yet I still get embarrassed when I fart like in public and shit.
I don't.
So, like, does it really matter?
I don't, unless it smells bad.
Which, yeah.
And even then, you know, like, only if like people know it was me. Like, if it smells bad, no one points fingers at me. Don't even faze me.
Or if like you're walking and like no homo, but it's like, dude, that guy is like, that is the most attractive man I've ever seen in my life. There's probably so many dudes that are more attractive than him. Or it's like, dude, that shirt, that's the fucking sickest shirt in the world. What? No, 7 billion people out there, one of them could have a sicker shirt.
I feel like the sickest shirt in the world would have Ebola or something on it.
Oh, that's... All right, we're ending the podcast right there.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
All right, everyone, go listen to Lexi interview. I guess you will.
Unbelievable.
It's in this episode. No, I will go. I'll be the last one to hear it. But before then, if something happens, if my name's mentioned in this episode that I didn't listen to yet, please let me know so I can maybe even sue Lexi. Fuck it.
I don't think you can sue Lexi. You can probably sue me. That's all I'll say.
Okay. All right. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Peace out.
Hey listeners, I'm Christy.
And I'm Melissa, and this is Buried Motives, where we dig deep into the details of some of the most gruesome
dirtbag murderers. She said she enjoyed hurting things that can't fight back.
And that is a disturbing view into the mind of a murderer. I'm such a dirtbag.
Yeah, that's not even strong enough words. This is totally a recipe for disaster. And not to justify whatever is going to happen, but you can totally understand and see how this would be in the works.
If you were only to look at what she did later on and not know any of that history, she would appear like off the wall crazy.
Oh, 100%. Because we're not even close to getting to the end yet. But you can just see this pattern and all this kind of stuff developing in her, which is what we're here for. We're digging deep.
Join us each Thursday as we unearth the dirt bags that live among us
and the motives buried there. Hope you join us as we exhume the truth.
Come on, let's go to the Blue Hotel. I want to live at the Blue Hotel.
The podcast that goes everywhere the imagination dares. It's for the open-minded, the pleasure seeker. It's Jeff Woods with the new podcast about relationships and sexuality, theme-based with special guests, the Blue Hotel Hotline, and every episode climaxes with an adult bedtime story. Get a room and listen in at the Blue Hotel. Begins Friday, September 23rd.